President Biden delivered his first State of the Union address during a time of global unrest, ongoing frustration over rising costs, and a pandemic that hasn't yet gone away. As Eric Stock reports, U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says the president delivered a message of unity against Russia and a message of understanding the challenges people in Middle America are facing.
Senator Duckworth says she was pleased President Biden reasserted U.S. support for who she called the heroic people of Ukraine as they fight back an invasion from Russia. Illinois' junior Democratic senator says the harshest sanctions ever imposed may help, but she wants the U.S. to do more. Duckworth says she's calling on the Defense Department to expedite its sale of military tanks to Poland to help neighboring Ukraine prevent a takeover of its capital.
Russia has probably bit off a heck of a lot more than they can chew. They may end up occupying Kyiv, but I don't know that they'll be able to maintain that occupation. And if they put in a puppet regime, I don't know that that puppet regime will be accepted by the Ukrainian people. I think that it'll be overthrown.
President Biden also reiterated the U.S. does not plan to send troops into Ukraine. Duckworth doesn't believe that will further embolden Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
I don't know how you can be any more emboldened than what they've already done, which is to just out of the blue invade a sovereign democratic nation that did them no harm. I mean, Ukraine was never a threat to Russia.
Duckworth says the U.S. must be prepared for Russia to cut off energy exports. She says President Biden's plan to release oil from the U.S. strategic reserves should help tamp down gas prices. President Biden pushed some domestic plans he'd like Congress to adopt, plans that were included in the $2 trillion Build Back Better agenda. That plan stalled in the Senate after West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin broke from the Democratic Party and said he couldn't support it. Senator Duckworth says there are parts of Build Back Better that could still find enough support to pass when taken individually. Duckworth says she wants Congress to provide more funding for home and community-based care. She notes more than 800,000 Americans are on a waiting list for these services.
Our elderly people with disabilities who, you know, otherwise could lead full and productive life, maybe even hold down jobs outside the home if they could get a little bit of help with home health care. We should do that.
Duckworth says she also wants a cap on insulin prices at $35. That was another part of Build Back Better that stalled. Biden's first State of the Union came at a time when his approval ratings are at their lowest yet at 37%. A majority of Americans have called Biden's first year in the White House a failure. High costs due to inflation are a big reason why. Senator Tammy Duckworth says the best way to address inflation is to expand U.S. manufacturing and rely less on China.
The way we fix that is to fix our supply chain issue. Part of the reason we have inflation is because of the manufacturing supply chain. You know, it's far too long. Large corporations have moved manufacturing away from made in America and manufactured overseas.
Duckworth says the U.S. should push for more incentives for products to be made in the U.S. And there are a few points Duckworth says she wanted to hear more about from President Biden and his State of the Union, including ways to reduce student loan debt.
And I would love to really address that issue because we have to alleviate this crisis that we have on student loan debt. I mean, there's more student loan debt held in this country than there is credit card debt. And that's not sustainable.
Duckworth says she also wants the Biden administration to address veterans' concerns. In particular, she wants to make it easier for veterans to receive health care outside of VA facilities. Duckworth was an Army pilot who lost both of her legs when she served in the Iraq War. Duckworth predicts President Biden's choice for the U.S. Supreme Court will get some bipartisan support. Ketanji Brown Jackson would be the first black woman to serve on the high court. Duckworth calls Jackson's resume incredibly impressive. Duckworth notes the Fraternal Order of Police endorsed Jackson.
She's got a wide range of support from conservative judges to liberal organizations. I think because she has a proven record of getting a bipartisan majority of support in the Senate, that she should be able to go through with more than just 51 votes.
And Senator Duckworth recently called on federal regulators to provide more clear guidance on the need for people who are immunocompromised to get a fourth COVID vaccine dose. Duckworth says guidance from the FDA and CDC has often been hard to follow.
As someone who's got, I've got a daughter who's not yet four, for parents of children under five, it's been really confusing.
Duckworth says some who are immunocompromised are unaware they should get a fourth shot, and some pharmacies have turned away those who are eligible for the additional dose. I'm Eric Stock.
President Biden also announced during the State of the Union his administration was launching a test-to-treat initiative. It will provide free antiviral pills at pharmacies to those who test positive for the coronavirus.